The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning. It's Joe Piscopo, live broadcasting from New Jersey. You know, we wanted to stay on the air with you this morning, and power is out. We're out in Hunterdon County where the house is, you know, and I have the access to broadcast from out there, but nothing was on. Nothing was on, man. I mean, like our whole area, you know, there's like a whole area where the homes are in our quote-unquote neighborhood, you know, and everything's off and everything's out, and we didn't see anything. Heard some generators going on. And then I said, well, I got to broadcast. I got to jump on the radio. I got to do something because, you know, so Debbie came in, Cara's in the studio, and Joe Sebilia's there, Big Al holding down the fort, you know, and Dean is in as well. So we have the group in New York, and then I'm supposed to be social distancing. You don't know. You're supposed to be quarantining if you're, forget about it. I am in my car. I'm in my SUV in my garage, and I'm broadcasting with my iPhone in my hand. Oh my Lord. So I didn't think it happened. So, but we will get through it. It's Jersey. It's New York. We're going to get through this. I swear. Another one. Bring it on. Come on. Bring it on. Am I right? Oh, I better not say that too loud. So, Joe Sebilia producing the program. I said, Joey, get Chief Andy DeMora back on. He was just with us the other day. First Deputy Commissioner of the New York City Emergency Management Department. So, we appreciate Deputy Chief Andrew DeMora joining us because here we are, another emergency. Andy, I didn't think we'd be talking so soon, but thanks for joining us, man.
Joe, good morning. I was just going to say that.
Unbelievable. What's going on? What are you hearing? Everything all right? Everybody's safe? I mean, and you have any inside line that you could give us on the airways there, Chief?
Yeah, listen, just to recap, the storm, the track, we obviously got less rain, more wind, and that wind really whipped up. You know, some areas we actually did see some 70-mile-per-hour gusts. And, it rained. We had some downpours the night before, so that didn't help, you know, make the ground a little softer. And the wind just, once those gusts came, it took a lot of trees down. So we had downed trees. Of course, that caused power outages. So doing all those assessments throughout the night, we have over 16,000 requests for downed trees or limbs, so that's a lot for the city. Last night, we had over 130,000 customers that were out. Kind of did some good work on the overnight. They're making progress. You know, they is right now about 97,000 that are out. But still, hey, you know, I had no power too. You have no power, right? I mean, you want the power back on, yeah. So we're working very hard. And one of the big ways we're doing that is with our efforts with this Downed Tree Task Force, which is, I talked about it yesterday.
You're right, the Downed Tree Task Force, right. And Staten Island specifically was hit harder, correct? Because of all the trees over there.
Yeah, you know, I'm a Staten Islander myself, and, had no power for my wife. Told me 3 in the morning we got it back. But I know exactly, yeah, all those downed trees. So the big effort's going to be to have these trees cleared. You know, it's led by the Parks Department, multi-agency. We have contractors. We actually have New York State coming down doing some cutting and working with Con Ed to get through these trees. Some of them are big, old, and so it takes some time to get through them. But I think you're going to see a lot of progress today. You know, the day is clear. The weather is conducive for crews to get out there, to have many, many crews citywide, especially in Staten Island and Queens, which really got hit hard.
Yeah, that's why I Debbie's with us in the studio, and she was saying, Debbie Duhame, traffic-wise, I guess because of these trees down on the roads, I guess that's what's happening there, Andy.
Yeah, I think these secondary and tertiary roads especially, you know, you're going to see a lot of these trees that are down. And, you know, anything that's on a major roadway, you know, they'll you know, what they'll do is they prioritize which locations, you know, first, obviously, major roadway, front of a critical facility. And that's another thing we did last night. We had our folks out there, you know, checking on all critical facilities, including healthcare, making sure that those facilities are all right. If they had any power problems, we would help them address that. So that was one of the major focuses we did on the overnight.
And you got any timeline? We don't have a timeline. We don't know. It's going to take.
Yeah, no, I know. It can. Well, I think you'll see a lot of progress today. You know, you see a lot of the customers coming back. You know, the 16,000 trees, Joe, you know, it's a lot to go through. So the office is to keep pushing these crews, getting more crews in. And with the, you know, Con Ed, you know, they had extra crews they brought in, and they're bringing even more extra. You know, these overhead lines are. If you look at the whole map citywide, you know, Manhattan is all underground, you know, power. So they have very limited outages, you know, very few. So these overhead lines are a concern, and that's why they put an extra lineman to help fix them.
Yeah, our friend, Chief Andy, First Deputy Commissioner of the New York City Emergency Management Department. Are this places people can go who are stuck and just don't have, you know, food and water? And is there a place that we could go that they can call if someone's in a tough spot, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we always say, right? Make sure we're checking on our neighbors, especially elderly. Anybody's in a tough spot, we will help them. You know, call 311, check on your neighbors. You know, only use 911 if it's an emergency. So let's just make sure we're doing that in, you know, as a community.
You know what? We appreciate Chief Andy, but it's so funny. The coffee machine's broken. I got no coffee, so I boiled the water. I put the espresso. Remember the old espresso? You mix in there.
Sure.
I remember our aunts and uncles would have that toughest, strongest coffee. That's what I'm having. I don't know how they did that. God bless them. You know. I think I need a couple cubes of sugar in there. Hey, Chief, thank you. So listen. Keep us posted, Chief Andy. All right. We appreciate you doing a great job in New York City. Thanks for joining us, sir.
All right, folks. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. We'll be listening. Deputy Chief Andrew DeMora, First Deputy Commissioner of the New York City Emergency Management Department. By the way, 311 is the number. God forbid something. I worry about you. You know, if you're there, you're by yourself, you know somebody, check on somebody. We're again in this together, and you got those crews working. We're looking like about 24 hours. Big Al, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Big Al holding the fort down in New York. Timeline looks like maybe end of today, and that's a positive outlook for most of the power coming on, Big Al.
I mean, today for some areas, but it could be a couple of days before they can get to everybody. I know that the leaders on Long Island are very upset with PSE&G's response to it. We're hearing a lot of people still without power. They're restoring as much as they can. We're hearing that they may have hired some union workers to kind of get in there and get moving. That's unconfirmed as of yet. I haven't heard another report about that, so we're checking on that. But look, this is a major problem, and you know, and Andy spoke about it. In Manhattan, the lines are underground, so they don't get as many power outages under normal circumstances because, you know, those things don't happen. But in a lot of places, the lines are above ground. And why is that? Because it's cheaper. It's cheaper to put to throw a pole up and connect a line than it is to dig up the ground and run that line into your house. So, you know, it's almost a catch-22, Joe. What do you do as a state? You know, as a state, like let's take New Jersey for instance. If they decided to put all of the lines underground, what's going to happen? People's taxes are going to get raised in order to pay for that, and nobody wants their taxes raised anymore in the state of New Jersey because they're raised enough. The Turnpike and the Parkway just came out with their first half of the year results on tolls, and obviously because of the pandemic, tolls are down. And what are they doing? They're raising the tolls again, you know, to pay for stuff. Well, if less people are on the road, then why do you need all that money? The money that you're getting now should be enough to pay to maintain the roads, shouldn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what they're originally there for, Al. The tolls were supposed to be temporary. I say it every time. Tolls were supposed to be temporary. They were just supposed to help build the roads, and now all it does is maintain bureaucracy, the expense of maintaining, the management and all the employees over there, I guess. But that's insane. To raise the tolls, first of all, they did Turnpike and they did the Parkway. Now they're raising them again, you're telling me, Albert.
That's correct. They're raising them again, and they did this during the pandemic. They basically said, oh, well, we're going to have a Zoom meeting, and you know, they kind of kept it under wraps. They really didn't say anything to anybody. I mean, they released something publicly, but of course, it was, you know, hidden for the most part, unless you were searching for it. And they just decided, okay, they're going to raise the tolls. Now, the governor had the ability to put a stop to it and say, no, you know what? We're not going to raise the tolls this year. We're going to hold off and wait until next year. But of course, the governor wants to pay for all of his other pet projects, like giving free college to everybody in the state of New Jersey. And so he decided to greenlight it. I mean, this is ridiculous. You have people that are out of work. There are people that can't even get through to unemployment to get their unemployment in the state of New Jersey because they're using a system that's 40 years old. And, you know, you can put the blame on Murphy for that, but really it's governors, you know, in the past who have not updated the system. This is the problem. We're in the 21st century. Why are we using a software that's from the 20th century? We should be updated by now. It's ridiculous.
Well, I know. And you know what, Al, to your point, it's a great point you make, too. It's all politics. They worry so much about politics. Mayor de Blasio is more concerned about painting murals on the roads than he is about taking care of the people. It's like he's lost complete control. And that whole attitude of making it politics first, forget about the people. And they don't include, and the one thing, I didn't want to say anything, but it's true what you keep hearing about the Republicans in Jersey, that this governor does not reach out to the other side. He will not ask an opinion of one person.
No, because he has this attitude, Joe. Governor Murphy, much like Mayor de Blasio, much like President Obama before the two of them, they all think that they're the smartest person in the room. And they don't want to take any advice from anybody. And Mayor de Blasio is a perfect example of this. So Dr. Oxyris Barbeau resigns yesterday. And why did she resign? Now, the two of them have had friction since the start of this pandemic. Obviously, she was in the press about a month ago because she had blasted the chief of department, Terrence Monahan, of the NYPD, when he asked for, you know, PPEs or whatever. And she basically said, I don't really care about the police department, and had to publicly apologize. Yeah. So it's not like the doctor was without controversy, right? But when the mayor took away her ability in the health department to do the contract tracing and gave it to the public hospitals to run, basically he cut her at the knees. So what else is she supposed to do? And she ripped the mayor on her way out. And, you know, the mayor sat there and gave the whole, we felt it was time for a change and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is the point. The mayor has mishandled the pandemic. He was the one 3 days before shutting down the city, go out to eat. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Go do this. Yeah. Go do that. Yeah. Instead of doing the due diligence to protecting the citizens of the city that he is supposed to be representing. He is too busy, as you said, painting a mural in front of Trump Tower when he didn't even get permission to do that and he was supposed to. Now he's opened himself up to lawsuits from everybody in the city of New York. And who ends up paying for it? The city taxpayer ends up paying for it.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Big Al Gattulo, speaking the truth as always. It's so funny. And Joseph Bealy is producing the show, and we're going to break now.
I have to apologize to Joe publicly on the air. I kind of browbeat him this morning when I came in because we were in the middle of putting stuff together and there was things going on. So I'm going to put it out there publicly, okay? That Joseph Bealy, I apologize.
Oh, no worries,
for venting to you for 4 minutes.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, I know. Yeah, go ahead. Come on, Joe. Come on.
That's a rite of passage to get yelled at by Al, but even me and Morano never got an apology, Joe. Oh, my God.
Wait a second. That's not true. No. I've apologized to the both of you before. I have done that.
Let me check the archives. Give me about 4 days.
You have a filing cabinet with records of it and everything.
Right, right.
Thank God Debbie's in the studio. But Joe's doing it. He's got Borelli. Look at this. Fior Deliso. He's got the Napoli.
He went into the Italian Rolodex.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
organized by the last letter, not the first.
Right. Where do you find Borelli? Joe Borelli under B, not J. You know, that's how it works.
Oh man. Well, we'll go to Errol Lewis. There you go. Does a great job at Inside City Hall on New York One, and we'll be talking about New York politics when we come back. It's 20 after 8 o'clock. Al is there, and Joe Sibilia is there. Dean's working the phones. Kara is working social media. Special thanks to Dean and Kara doing such a great job in the background. And the one, the only, Debbie Duhaime hauled in from a powerless home to be in the studio so she could report to you dutifully this morning. I'm in my car. This is got to be the best show yet, Deb. I'm in my car, in my garage, trying to get us not to get asphyxiated, you know?
I know. I was thinking, should I try to do reports from home on the couch with my cell phone? Then I had no cell service either. I'm like, I'm going in. Oh, I'm like, oh, I had to go out of the area, text Al. Al, what do you think? Oh, come on in. It worked out great.
We love you, Deb. We love you. We love you, Deb, for that. Errol Lewis coming up. Debbie right now on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's staying safe. We're still seeing delays at the inbound GWB of about an hour to that upper level. Now, remember, we had that terrible accident that happened overnight on the Cross Bronx East out by 3rd Avenue. The accident was clear, but we still have this disabled truck on the Cross Bronx East right by the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. So an hour in at the GWB to the upper, 25 to the lower. The inbound Lincoln, that's about 20. Holland Tunnel, that's up to a 40-minute delay as well. So pretty tough this morning out here. Major problems on 287 southbound, exit 35, getting into Morristown with a collision. 80 east, exit 63, getting out toward that Lodi area. Watch out for a car fire. At least one lane remains blocked, heading through that stretch as well. And we're still seeing some delays here on the Cross County westbound right by the Bronx River Parkway. It's an accident still blocking one lane. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 8:22 right now. Thanks for listening. Shout out to my cousin Paulie and Paulie's family listening. We love you. We love you so much. Thanks for always being there for us, Paulie. We love you. And I know you're listening, and it's a crazy, crazy time. No power. There's a pandemic. We got it. We're going to get through it. But, you know, when all this stuff happens and then one thing happens after another, you start thinking about you better put your affairs in order. I'm just saying. You're looking over your shoulder now, right? What's coming next? So that's why I'm so glad. I'm blessed with having a beautiful, beautiful son. My big boy Joey says to me, "You got to go to Mike Connor, and I want you to put Mike Connors, and I want you to put everything together that your estate plan, your will, your trust, your healthcare proxy, living will, put it all locked up, man. Because Dad, you got a lot going on." And I want you to take care of it. You notice how your children give you the advice after years, right? So I listened to Joey, went to Mike, to Connors and Sullivan, and I went over there. And I tell you what, when I tell you the weight of the world off my shoulders, because you, God forbid, I mean, I'm old. So now I'm thinking anything could happen. I've seen everything. And you say, well, now I want to protect what? My children. I want to protect what? Your legacy, you know? You want to protect yourself from what? Mama Luke's. You don't want the Mama Luke's coming in and taking everything. Am I right or wrong? You know what I'm saying? Mike Connors, they got a Mama Luke clause at Connors and Sullivan that you just can't believe. We check it now. You think I'm kidding? Then you can get a free initial telephone consultation with Mike himself. One of the great guys. He's such a great guy, Mike Connors is. Let me give you the number, okay? You ready? 718-238-6500. All right. And you go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. All right. I'm making sure I got you the right number. You can go to ConnorsandSullivan.com. But please be sure that, you know, you get a free initial telephone consultation when you call. All right. And then when you get out and we're up and we're at them, the Connors and Sullivan offices are open. But right now, start with this number, 718-238-6500. Or again, go to ConnorsandSullivan.com.
You've heard all the lies about President Trump, but the truth is he's the most effective conservative president America has had in decades, and every lie they spread about him is targeting you. This is Kurt Schlichter, and my new book is called The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You. My book debunks the lies and reminds us why we need Trump, and his will to fight and win against the left. It's the most important book of the year, The 21 Biggest Lies About Donald Trump and You by me, Kurt Schlichter. Get it at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Love that you're listening. It's 8:25. Errol Lewis is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I love Route 22 Toyota because when you go over to the state-of-the-art service facility right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, right, it's they're social distancing, they're masking, they fog every vehicle, they disinfect every vehicle. How cool is that? You know, for a germaphobe to be able to tell you that. And now look at these numbers. Look at these deals. Because the one thing about Route 22 Toyota we always tell you about, you know, I told you Iggy is a personal friend. We love Sid Patterson, who bought us Route 22 Toyota, and Alex Kinsella, the general manager. They're so awesome because they give you these things. I'm going to give you a number to call, but let me tell you what you can get for qualified buyers. You can get into a new Toyota. Look at this. I'm reading here. 0% APR financing for up to 60 months, zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. And we all need to save a little money right now. This is from Alex, a note from Alex. So he knows he gave you this. Zero down leases, 0% interest up to 5 years. Will you please call 855-621-9949? 855-621-9949. It's Route 22 Toyota. Tell them, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What could you do for me? They'll get you into a brand new, clean, safe Toyota with 0% interest, zero down leases. That, my friend, is the smart way to buy. Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Happy to tell you that Errol Lewis is kind enough to take some time this morning out of his busy schedule to join us. He is the political analyst, CNN political analyst, host of Inside City Hall on New York One. Errol, welcome back to the show, man. Thanks for taking time for us this morning. How you doing? You doing okay power-wise?
I'm doing good. No power went out. I was sorry to hear about your troubles, my friend. But no, we're doing fine over here. I'm in one of the elevated parts of Brooklyn, up in Crown Heights, which actually is pretty high up.
Yeah, so you're doing okay. That is good like that. Hey, give us a breakdown. About one thing after another. It just seems one thing after another. Now, is it safe to criticize the power companies that we weren't prepared for this? Errol, is that safe to say, sir?
Come on. Yes. Con Edison says this was the second or third or first. It's in the top three outages that they've ever had, which is kind of crazy if you compare it to Hurricane Sandy and some of the other major events that we've had in recent years. And so, you know, it always raises the question that outside of Manhattan, you know, put aside Manhattan for a minute because that's a special case, but in most of the city, in much of the city, we have these these power lines that are you know, hooked up on poles and strung among the trees. And every time you get big wind, the trees go down and the power goes down with it. And burying these cables, they keep telling us, is too expensive. And you know what's really expensive? Being without power for a few days. So I'm wondering when they're going to get it together and figure out how to build something that's going to last, you know, 100 years, not 100 days until the next storm.
I know. Well said. Well said, Errol. You know, I'm thinking too, man. It's like politics aside, I mean, whoever you support or whatever's going on, it doesn't seem like the politicians, whether it's in Washington, certainly New York, and certainly not in New Jersey, man, they don't think about infrastructure. They think like they keep teasing us with infrastructure. Oh, well, we got to worry about the infrastructure. They never get there. They never get there. What?
Right.
Why are they so afraid of? Why are they so afraid of it? The expense. I can't. They just never get there. And here we are again with another power failure.
Yeah, you know, we who like to think ahead and who know what the real cost of this stuff is, we need to be a little bit more vocal and let them know. It's like, listen, we like the ribbon cutting and stuff like that, but we actually want you to keep doing those ribbon cutting. We want you to, you know, we also want you to do the stuff where there is no ribbon cut, like keep the sewers up to speed, you know, make sure that they don't flood. You know, deal with the kind of stuff that people actually care about instead of this fluffy stuff. They're always going to be there for something that's going to get their face in the newspaper and, you know, get them a little bit of press, and then they move on to the next election. And some of that is our fault. We need to tell them, it's like, listen, I don't want to see you in the newspaper. I want you to deal with the stuff I don't want to think about, like making sure that the sewers are cleaned out, making sure the water mains don't break, making sure the electricity doesn't go down. I mean, how hard is that? We should start electing engineers, you know, and not, you know, lawyers and movie stars or whatever it is we're doing.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and that's a great observation for sure. Hey, Errol, so New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Bobo, she split. Boy, she just kind of blazed her path out of there, man, and she went after Mayor de Blasio. What do you think about Dr. Bobo's exit and about the new health commissioner, Dr. Choksi, coming in, Errol?
I talked to Choksi last night. I met him for the first time. I interviewed him last night. Very impressive fellow, you know. I mean, he's a former Rhodes Scholar. You know, he's done about everything you could do in this field of public health. And he, you know, he talks like a guy who is very, very accomplished, and he is. And so we have to wish him the best of luck, because a lot of people's lives are going to ride on this. One thing I did tell him, though, was, you know, he wants to continue doing primary care. He is a physician, you know, and so he wanted to continue seeing his patients while he's doing this new job. Yeah. And I mentioned to the guy, like, look, you got 8 million patients now. You know, you want to take care of all of New York City. I don't know if you've got time for, like, a side gig, you know, but, you know, I mean, that's my impression of it. We had a noisy exit by Dr. Barbeau. She had disagreements with the mayor, and he, instead of simply firing her, just disrespected her publicly over and over and over again. It just made it impossible for her to stay. So, you know, it's really, really unfortunate, because I thought she did a good job. You know, it wasn't perfect. She was late, just like everybody else in New York was late to getting to what we need to do and the need to lock down the city. But once it was clear what was going on, I thought she did a very good job.
Errol Lewis, man, he's the man. And as regards knowing everything about New York City, we appreciate you joining us. Errol, I gotta ask you. So we talk about the doom and gloom in New York. You know, New York is your town, man. You know it. You know, New York One is as local as it gets. And as you're listening outside the country, by the way, on AM970TheAnswer.com, people look to us. And I know we have people listening all over, and they always look, what's going on with New York? It must break your heart. Like, it breaks. I'm a Jersey boy, but the goal of every Jersey boy is to make it, you know, in New York. And now we're seeing boarded up buildings. Like almost seems like no hope with the city coming back. What can you tell us? What are you hearing? How will we recover with this? Does Governor Cuomo fire or replace Mayor de Blasio? What's the inside line about your favorite city, Errol?
In the end, it's going to be the people. The people, if you look at the people, don't look at the politicians, because you will get depressed. I report on them every day, and I try not to convey all of what I'm seeing to the public, because they get depressed. But no, if you look at the restaurant owners, you know, who are, you know, they're setting up and they're serving basically in the gutters, you know, like they've taken parking spaces and they've set up their tables. And they're serving food. You can go out. I went to Nick's Lobster House the other day down in Mill Basin with my wife, and we had a great dinner with some friends. You know, people are forcing the situation to improve. despite the politicians. Not because of the politicians, but despite the politicians. People are wearing masks. You got great compliance on the subways. Everybody knows what we have to do, and that's why the rate is down. The spread is being contained. Business is starting to come back to life. And once there's a vaccine, this place is going to explode. It's going to be jumping all over again.
Yeah, God bless you, man. Errol, you know what? It's such a great name. Errol's such a great name. You're too young, but I keep thinking of the jazz great Errol Gardner. You know?
Oh, sure. I got him all over my playlist, man. Great pianist. Yeah.
You know, it's a great name, man. Hey, you're a great guy. I'll tell you what, we love when you come on the show. Please come back as often as you want, Errol, all right, my friend?
Okay, you got it. Thanks a lot, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you. Keep up the great work. Errol Lewis right there from New York One, CNN political analyst and all-around good guy and a diehard New Yorker. Hey, it's a Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999, if you'd like to join us. Big Al Gattulo's in the studio. Joe Sebilia is in. Got the whole team in the city. I am, again, broadcasting from my car in my garage in New Jersey. I swear to God, only me, only could I do that. But, you know, we're going to clear the airways for Tommy Lahren. Tommy Lahren's going to join us, host of Fox Nation's Final Thoughts and No Interruptions. Tommy's with us. And then Len Davies, this gentleman is the author of Hollywood or Bust. He is getting Hollywood studios up and running despite this COVID situation. You don't want to miss Len Davies' story. He's got a great story. And you don't want to miss Tommy coming up next on AM 970, The Answer. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
75 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. As of 8:30 this morning, there are still 983,000 people still without power in New Jersey. JCP&L reporting 563,000 out. PSE&G about 300,000 out. AC Electric, 74,000 people. The Sussex Rural Electric Cooperative has 3,800 people out. And Orange and Rockland County, this is the New Jersey side only at the very top of New Jersey, has 42,000 people without power. New York City Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney is claiming victory in her Democratic primary race. The 12th Congressional District Representative says the Board of Elections has certified her win over challenger Suraj Patel. The final results, had been on hold for weeks due to the large number of absentee ballots that were requested. Maloney's district covers parts of Queens, Brooklyn, and Manhattan. She'll be challenged by Republican Carlos Santiago Cano in November. A house party in Alpine, New Jersey, that drew several hundred people this past weekend is under investigation for possibly violating the state's limits on large gatherings. Alpine Mayor Paul Tomasco says most of those attending the party were not wearing masks, were not practicing social distancing. Governor Murphy says he's concerned that partygoers failed to do either of those things. He says events such as that party are not going to end well. And the New York City Education Department revealing more details about what remote learning will involve for kids this academic year. Officials say students will take part in live instruction throughout the day and are going to have to follow a regular class schedule. Students have the choice of being in school up to 3 days a week and learning from home the remaining days. If they decide to do that, they'll bring any meals to their classrooms and work while they eat. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. We're still seeing about a 40-minute delay to the upper level of the George Washington Bridge, about 10 to the lower. That stalled vehicle over on the Cross Bronx East getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Looks like the earlier accident completely clear, though, out by 3rd Avenue, that overnight investigation. Let's go over to Route 80 eastbound exit 63 getting out toward Saddlebrook. A car fire still being cleared. Now, we're seeing some delays at the inbound Lincoln. It's all due to a disabled vehicle in the south tube. 30 minutes in at the Lincoln. The Holland is up to a 40 minutes, a lot of extra volume at the Lincoln and Holland today because of the problems at the GWB. We're still seeing some slowdowns as you take your ride to the eastbound Gowanus right by Atlantic Avenue. That's a disabled vehicle in the process of clearing. And the Grand Central Parkway by the BQE, a collision there, still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 81. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature. You got to take Balance of Nature because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all Balance of Nature is. And it's when I tell you 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, it's what's in balance of nature, so it doesn't upset your stomach. You know, you could take it. It's easy. It works very, very naturally. And you know what it is? It's antioxidants. It's antioxidants is what it is. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form that you put into your body, that you put into your body that offsets all the free radicals that get into your body. Balance of Nature. We love Balance of Nature, and we want you to go to balanceofnature.com and use the promo code The Answer when you go into Balance of Nature. You know what? I know the folks, the Howard family from Balance of Nature. I know vitamins. I know supplements. I know what's real and what's not real at this point in my life. I know. I talked to my doctor. And my doctor says about Balance of Nature, he goes, it's good. Build up your immune system, Joe. My doctor will tell me that. Dr. Douglas Howard, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature, so what he is, he's a medical doctor. But he, too, takes a holistic wellness approach to being to your well-being, you know? You want to build up your immune system. You want to build up your immune system. So please go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com, all right? If you use the code TheAnswer, you'd start here. Go to pleasebalancenature.com.
Tune into Shark Street Radio, the future of real estate, every Saturday at noon to hear from former CEO of Property Shark and current CEO of Rentigo, Bill Staniford, fill you in on the latest developments in the real estate industry. Shark Street Radio focuses on the key issues the multifamily industry faces today, from regulations and operations to financing and technology. Listen as Bill interviews real estate leaders, challenging their perspective on the best and worst market strategies and exclusive insight on the industry. That's Shark Street Radio, every Saturday at noon on AM 970, The Answer.
What do I got, Albert? Go for it. But Rhino, you know what is so funny? As I sit in my car, okay, and we're broadcasting here, Tommy Lauren's going to join us momentarily. But I have to tell you about Rhino Shield because I love Susan and I, we love Rhino Shield. And I'm looking at my house. I got to look at my house. I look at my deck as I speak to you now in my car from my garage. This is so, you can't tell I'm from Jersey, huh? And listen, power's out. But boy, does my house look great. I'm looking at Susan. She Rhino Shielded the house. We have a plum color on the house, right? And then there's like lattice work that we put underneath. And this is like a kickback country house out in Hunterdon County. So then I look, but the deck, she said, Susan said, do your deck and do the, and I'll give you a color, butternut. What is butternut? I don't, whatever she did. My house looks like a brand new house. When I tell you, talk about a resale value for your home, or your business, you've got to call Susan at Rhino Shield. You're going to love it. For your home or your business. And Susan now is offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year, if you can believe it. Susan is offering 15% off the final price. Any job signed in the month of August, no matter when you want the job started, my friend. I love telling you about Rhino Shield. It's a ceramic coating. All right, it seals your house or building, and it looks like paint. And you know what? It's good for 25 years. Arthur Idala was great yesterday on the show. We love Arthur. He did it to his house. We Rhino Shield in my house. You got to at least call Susan. She's an independent businesswoman, and this we like to support our local small businesses in New York. Rhino Shield is that. With a 25-year guarantee and the deals that Susan is giving you, forget about it. 877-744-6608. It's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe Biscopo on the radio. We got no power. Man, that ain't keeping us down, baby. We are on the air. We are locked and we are loaded on AM 970, The Answer, out of New York. I am out of New Jersey. The crew is in the studio, and we're on AM970TheAnswer.com in Montana, and we love you, San Francisco and Texas and Florida and South Carolina. We know you're listening, and we know you love Tommy Lauren. She's the host of Fox Nation's Final Thoughts and No Interruptions. Tommy, welcome back to the show. It's always awesome to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, and we do have power here in Nashville, Tennessee, so that's all we can ask for.
I mean, everybody's moving to Nashville. I got best friends. They're all going to Nashville, man. What? That's where you moved, and that's where you live on a regular basis, correct?
Oh, yes. I fled Los Angeles, California, and that is what so many are doing. Now, all I ask is if you're going to flee California or New York or any of these other liberal places, please leave your politics there. Come over to the bright side, start thinking smart, and then we welcome you in Tennessee. But if you're going to bring those liberal politics along with you, you got to stay there. You got to stay on the left coast. You got to stay in the east coast. Just stay out of the south.
Tommy, I had this conversation with a public official yesterday, and he said, and he's a Republican, he goes, Joe, you should see the Democratic people that are registering to vote in my county. I've never seen it before because everybody's running out of New York. They're coming like to Jersey out in Long Island, and they're taking those liberal ways. And answer me this, Tommy, you're one of the young gals, and I always love to have young people on the show that actually get it. Look what's happening to every city, and the president says it himself many times, they're all Democratic cities, and you're talking to a former lifelong Blue Dog Democrat until I walked away and I saw the light. Why? How do you explain to somebody or folks your age that, hey, look, you can't vote Democrat because the city's going to end up like New York? How do you explain to them?
You think it would be obvious and apparent, but you know, really the problem is that conservatives have still struggled to bust into pop culture. We have still struggled to meet people where they are and to get to them where they are. And I know we're going to talk about TikTok. TikTok is not the way. For the love of God, please not TikTok. But we do need to get better at meeting people where they are and explaining to them that if you don't want your city to burn, you don't think that looting and rioting looks too nice, then you probably shouldn't elect Democratic mayors and governors because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, well said, Tommy Lahren. Hey, Tommy, so my son, Mr. the guitar genius that he is at 17 years old, he's got such a following. I mean, like 118,000 hits on TikTok. And Dad, please tell the president not to stop TikTok. What's the word with TikTok? I understand the dangers, and I explained that to Mikey, my boy, you know, how China will steal everything, and they will use something like TikTok to look into everything, not to mention Huawei, and not to mention seeds that are coming in to hurt our agriculture, but TikTok as well. But what are you hearing about TikTok? Will that happen, and does Microsoft end up buying it?
You know, I hope so. And the president, I think, has been very fair about that, saying, hey, if you want to have a U.S. owner, then we can talk about it. But really, with everything that's gone on this summer, I look at young people that really love to make their videos, and that's great. They have a creative outlet. But it's like, look at everything that China has brought us in the last several months. Do you really think we should be messing with that? Do you really think that that's something that we should invite in? I mean, I know that they love their videos, but there are so many other social media platforms. So there can be a new one. We don't have to compromise our data. We don't have to put any trust in the Chinese Communist Party. We can make little videos and dances. I'm sure that there is another U.S. company that can replicate something of that sort, and we don't have to compromise our data with TikTok. And also, I just don't think it's that great. I mean, I think there are so many better outlets that are creative, that are safe, that protect intellectual property, and you don't have to gamble with China.
Yeah, you know what, Tommy, to your point, and we appreciate you joining us, Tommy Lahren on the show with us, is if Joe Biden gets in, and I'm criticizing Joe because of his mental state, you know, and I feel so bad about it, but seriously, how do you explain to somebody that's your age to vote? Do you have a choice other than to vote for Donald Trump? Because once Joe Biden's in, China, man, we'll be speaking Mandarin, and it's not the Chinese people. We love the Chinese people. You hit the nail on the head. It's the Communist Party. They're trying to take over. If Joe Biden gets in, how dangerous is that, Tommy?
Well, you mentioned speaking Mandarin. If Joe Biden gets in, I mean, I think we're going to be hearing a lot of gibberish, but we're also going to have Joe Biden as a puppet for liberal Democrats, for people like the Squad, and for China. I mean, the man, and I know everybody that looks at Joe as probably a good person, as maybe at one point, even if he is a Democrat we disagree with, as a good person, you know, maybe some kind of a righteous leader, even though we have disagreements. But right now, let's just be honest, the man cannot lead. He will simply be a figure, a puppet for the far left to use and abuse, and he will not be calling the shots. And so that is what is terrifying. Not only do you have to worry about the liberal Democrats, I mean, look at everything that the left has embraced just in the last several months. It was bad enough during the debates, Joe, when they were talking about their love of socialism. Now they're talking about their love of Marxism through the BLM movement and other offshoot movements. They're radical. They think that we should let Portland burn to the ground, Seattle, everywhere else. That is what we have if we elect Joe Biden. There is not one rational person that can look at that and say, I think that's the way we should go.
That's exactly right. Tommy Lahren, host of Fox Nation's Final Thoughts and No Interruptions. Always a great chat. Tommy, you're so kind to call. We love, hopefully, when everything opens up, we'll get to see you down there in Nashville. That's a beautiful, beautiful town. And you know what, Tommy, you're doing a great job. And please join us as often as you like. We love having you on the show.
Anytime, and I hope you guys get some power back because that's the last thing you guys need.
Power to the people. Power to the people. Thanks, Tommy. We love you, and thank you so much. Take care.
Thank
Tommy
you.
Lahren right there. It's TOMILAHREN. You got to check her out. What a smart young gal. Again, there is hope for the future of America. Joe on the radio, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50. Debbie is in the studios in New York, New York. Checking out traffic for you right now on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. Let's see what's happening right now as you head over to New Jersey Transit. Looks like still no service, but Northeast Corridor, Pascack Valley, Raritan Valley, Main Bergen Line should be restored by about 10 this morning. Some limited service right now over on the LIRR and Metro North as well. Looks like hourly service with Metro North. Let's see what's happening here as you head to the inbound GWB. The inbound GWB still waiting 20 minutes. The earlier accident on the Cross Bronx eastbound that happened around midnight last night, that one was cleared where a pedestrian was hit by a truck. The inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 30 minutes getting into town. An accident in the South Tube just about cleared. And over at the inbound Holland, that's up to 40 minutes as well this morning. So pretty tough at the Hudson River crossings. Again, alternate side parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like you will experience at Empire State Bank. In business for over 15 years, Empire State Bank is your hometown banking choice. At a time when hometown banks are being gobbled up by large and personal corporate banks, want to be treated with respect? Want to know your banker by first name? Empire State Bank is part of your community, not just a branch located in your community. Empire State Bank is there for all business and personal needs, from business and personal checking and savings to online banking and mobile banking. Empire covers it all right in your community. If you need business guidance, Empire State Bank has knowledgeable and friendly business relationship managers who will be able to connect with you electronically during this time of social distancing, conducting your business and keeping you safe. On Staten Island, Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. Visit ESBNA.com. That's ESBNA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Issues of human suffering and societal injustice play incessantly on every outlet around us. Yet it seems like everywhere you turn, there are more unanswered questions and few honest explanations about why so many of our liberties are under attack. How do we regain order and a sense of normalcy? Find clear answers to the most important questions we face as a nation when you stream Morality in the 21st Century on Salem Now. This on-demand video discussion with syndicated media host Dennis Prager and distinguished theologian Dr. Wayne Grudem gives you a well-defined understanding about the enemies within our institutions and a vibrant roadmap to protect our God-given liberties. In Morality in the 21st Century, Dennis Prager and Dr. Wayne Grudem confront the toughest social issues of today by digging deep into religious and political history, and through never-before-told personal stories, provide a clear direction for a visionary future. Visit SalemNow.com to stream Morality in the 21st Century and type in the code WNYM for a 20% discount. That's SalemNow.com.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold.
Joe Piscopo! Joe Piscopo in my car!
Only me. Only me.
Good thing you don't have any neighbors nearby.
Look at this. And then I'm chopping. Al goes, don't open the door because the bell will ring. Ding, ding, ding. I said, man, oh, man. Oh, hey, you know what? I don't want to be like, bring it on. But bring it on. Bring it on. Pandemic, we got this. Are you kidding me? No power? We got this. Power to the people, man. We ain't going anywhere. I really, really appreciate that. Everybody at the station came in. Al came in. Kara came in. Dean's in. Joe Seville. Debbie came in for you to give you the right traffic. And I can't get in. I'll tell you about that in a second. But I'm just trying to be safe and social distance properly. So I'm doing it from my car so I can keep my phone charged up. And listen, we got a lot to tell you about. We have another hour. I want you to call. Tell us where you are. Do you have the power? How you're listening to us, first of all, 877-970-2999. Joe Lumberg's going to nail traffic, nail weather for you in a moment. But I want to tell you about Relief Factor, because I love telling you things. And you see, I have an innate appreciation and respect for you. Being kind enough to join us on the radio, you gathered around this virtual kitchen table from my black SUV in my garage in Jersey, you know? I mean, you're part, your family, so I'll worry about you. And if I could tell you how you can go walking without pain, how you can get on that exercise bike without pain, how you can go in the pool or the ocean, and then I lift your shoulder up so you can do a stroke. You know, those little things, when you get older, you think, I tell you, I can feel it because I worked out too hard. Relief Factor is the answer. For me, it's the answer. This ain't a clinical claim. ReliefFactor.com. You check out that 3-week quick start. It'll be in your house like 2 to 3 days. By the way, don't just listen to me. Let's hear what Julia has to say.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Thank you, Julia. The 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. It's 800-500-8384.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Today at 4 p.m. on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, Joey. How are we doing? It's not too hot today, you're saying, yes?
No, in fact, the next 3 days aren't going to be all that hot across the area. Temperatures today, probably mid-80s. Kind of humid now. The humidity backs off a little bit this afternoon, but we're going to see a pretty good amount of sunshine and no rain today. No winds of, you know, those strong forces like we had yesterday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow
yeah.
we get more yeah. clouds and temperatures are in the low 80s. Probably 80 on Friday with the best chance of showers. The weekend, it starts to get warmer, probably 83 on Saturday, mid to upper 80s Sunday. Could be a spotty thunderstorm this weekend, but I think most of the weekend's going to be rain-free.
That is great. And the allergy report, Joey, please.
The allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature is in the moderate category again today.
All right. Well done, Joe Lumberg. We were bringing in Dave Clark 5. Al reminded me, Rick Huxley, the bass player for Dave Clark 5, is 80 years old today. So happy birthday, Rick Huxley, one of the great rock and rollers in the DC 5. Hey, Joe on the radio. Len Davies is gonna join us. He's the author of Hollywood or Bust. That is that he's bringing back the Hollywood studio. This is a great story. Len Davies, author of Hollywood or Bust. Live. That's in about 9:30-ish. In the meantime, I want you to call 877-927-2999. How you doing? Where are you? Is your power on? Is your power off? You call Joey. You call Joe, Al, Debbie. We're all here for you this morning on AM 970, The Answer. We got this. Bring it on, baby. Power to the people. And we are coming right back at you.